Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, market analysis time now. And even though the markets have been generally on an uptrend, Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing on Farm Talk yesterday said, even though the markets are headline driven and weather's a factor, volatility remains the theme.
Monday was great. Friday was horrible. Monday's great. Yeah, so the volatility continues. It's kind of an exhausting job in here lately. But yeah, today was just that. To go up and take out last week's highs, I think we're going to need a little bit of confirmation from China. And they're smart. They probably aren't going to confirm anything, even if they did agree to what everything the White House administration said they did. The first step would be to lower the tariffs. You know, if they drop their tariffs of 10% on our beans, that to me is a good step. How much they buy, I still think depends on economics, and it doesn't really suggest a ton of buying here moving forward. So I wouldn't say I've changed and gotten that much more bullish for soybeans, but I do like it that they're talking about other ag products. So yeah. To me, yesterday's news was really not a game changer for soybeans, but it was really good for corn and wheat. The marketing plans we've dealt with for our wheat guys are upper sevens. They do need. Now, then it depends on the yield, and I think they'll all admit they've been getting better yields lately. But they all tell me the same thing. It's because of the rotation and what it does for their corn and soybean yield. So I just market it the best I can. You know, we've rallied a lot. It's hard to think we've rallied this much and they're not making money, but it would take a really big yield to make money at these prices. Fertilizer is pretty much the same in wheat as it is in corn. It takes a lot, and all with all the fungicide treatments we do now to get that big yield. And they're all usually worth it, but it really does add up. Our administration saying that China's going to buy, I was kind of surprised we were actually as high as we were on Monday, because I'm kind of like, well, we've heard this song and dance before, but the algos like to trade headlines, and they sure like that headline. I think it's going to be hard to go up and take out the recent highs, that 12-14 area. I hope we do. If we do, though, I'm not changing my marketing plans. I will sell at 12-15. That's one of our scale-up targets, and continue to sell. And if China does buy as much as they want, we might push 13. That's great. I'll be sold out before we get there.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management, pointing to Monday afternoon's crop progress and planting progress report.
And it did show good planting progress, so the market generally would see a little bit of a retracement, and they're just still trying to sort out all the news from yesterday, just to, you know, what China will buy, how much will they buy, and what will they buy. All the markets liked it, so yeah, I mean, you know, and when you look at it, it's actually more the value that's over and above the 25 million metric ton of soybeans is more than what the value of the soybeans would be. So it's going to likely be a mix of a few different crops or a few different products. So that's really got the market kind of wondering which one is going to be settled on and how tight will it make the supply once they decide.
On AgriTalk, Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net.
You would look at what the weather was over the weekend. You know, I know some people got rain that didn't want to get rain, but there's a whole lot of areas that got rain that needed rain. And my thought is if China wouldn't come in with the news, the Chinese news that we had, you know, with the, 17 billion bushel or dollar figure, you know, I got to think maybe the market would have been a little soft there on Sunday. And so I think, you know, you throw that really bullish information at it. Yes, it's exciting, but I think you're going to have to get, you know, a little bit of a proof, if you will, of what their intentions are. You know, if you start seeing some sales, I think you could see quite a bit of excitement. I mean, we didn't make new highs or anything. You know, it's one of those deals where July corn has the front month as far as front month futures go made a new high, but July didn't make a new high. And so there's no doubt that, you know, there's some enthusiasm, no question about it. But, you know, to make new highs, I think you're going to have a combination of, you know, some good demand news along with, you know, some question marks on acreage. I think those are still kind of existing on the corn side of things. With beans, you know, I think people understand, you know, that if you do lose a few corn acres, they're going to go over towards beans. So yeah. On the wheat side, I just think people are talking, it's a global market, you know, and so it's pretty tough to get super fired up with a long-term rally on U.S. weather alone.
Let's jump over to livestock futures. Randy, your thoughts on cattle.
You know, live cattle struggled a little bit, but that's, you know, front month was the best one. It's tied to cash. June finishing up $1.17 at $254.55. But the feeder cattle had a good performance. Looking at the August contract, it was up $4.80, finishing at $363.65.
And Dwayne Bussey, your thoughts?
A pretty big range because we opened lower. near the lows of the day, closed on the highs of the day. So really nice range, very good close for feeders. It's kind of do or die time, though, for me. Cash cattle have gone screaming to record highs. The futures market has just kind of gone stagnant. In fact, we're, you know, a couple dollars off the highs. So if we're going to keep this bull run going, we got to go take out those highs soon. And when I look at feeders, we're like $17 off the highs. I myself kind of think the highs are in on the futures market. I think people are getting nervous about how expensive fuel is and energy costs, and I think that's going to put a cramp on everyone's food budget this summer.
And there's some smart people's thoughts on markets and marketing. After this break, we're going to check the impact of this morning's freeze. That's right, freeze watch, freeze warning out there. Weather now on Inside Agriculture.